Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Yes, this is Xiaoping Wei.
All right.
Give
me just a moment to pull up the account information, please.
Okay, sure.
And can you verify your shipping address for me as well?
16605 Solana Street, Tustin, California, 92782.
All right, and give me just one more moment to look over the account, please.
Sure.
Okay, so looking here at the account, it looks like back on April 17th, shipping and handling of $6.70 was paid. That was to receive the Elevair Facial Moisturizer. That is a skincare product. It was under a 14-day trial. I do show that the previous agent canceled out the account, but you are claiming that this is a fraudulent account. You never placed the order and paid the shipping and handling charge of $6.70, and you did not receive the product that was delivered to the address you verified on April 20th, as well as being delivered to that address again on June 5th. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, because the problem, I just find Costco, the building, get to me, say, you guys charge me $92. And I say, for what? They say, they don't know. They give me phone number. So then I call you, you'll call, I don't know what company. And I ask them, they told me, say, I order some beauty, some products. And no. Because I'm old man, why I need all the beauty, the product, and use Costco credit card. I said no, I never do that kind of thing. I said
okay.
What's going on? And the guy called Barry, said okay, no problem. They do the cancellation, the confirmation number gave to me, and so today I call. I just want to make sure, and you guys charge me $90, then I will be back to my credit. Because I call Costco. The Costco is to say, tell me, first I need call you guys and make sure. You guys to no charge, return them, they charge the money, then they can do anything. Yeah.
Okay, and you said Costco couldn't do anything to assist you?
The Costco, they say, tell me first thing, call you, your company, and find out what's going on. And if they say, if you guys return, I don't do anything. If you guys didn't, they're Costco, they might call Costco.
Okay. Now I show that there was product delivered to your address. Did you receive anything just a couple days ago? Because I show it was delivered on the 5th. You should have received a package with some beauty product in it.
That reason I told you is true. I didn't order any product.
Okay. Is it possible that anyone else in the home might have placed the order?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm more than happy to go ahead and submit a claim for fraud for you. What we do is when we submit the claim for fraud, we'll take the IP address from the device that it was ordered off of and get it over to your local authorities. They'll be able to trace it to the exact device address and person who did place the order, and that person will be prosecuted for credit card fraud, as we do take that very seriously here. Was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, just only this thing.
All right. So I'm also going to go ahead and issue you a refund for the $92.90 that was billed to you. That'll go back in your account in 7 business days. You'll receive emails verifying the refunds that I've issued. And then, of course, we'll have your local authorities follow up with you in the next week on that claim for fraud, okay?
Okay.
All right. No, I want to thank you for contacting customer service then, and you have a great night.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.